There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're used to US companies and hotels bringing their retail and entertainment offering to Dubai, but now that trend could be reversing. Dubai's Cove Beach is to host a summer takeover of the Venus Pool and Lounge at Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. In the studio with the details, Adil Ghazawi, co-founder of Livit Hospitality Management. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, Adil. Adil, first of all, Livit, you're the owners of the Cove Beach, are you?
No, the owners of Cove Beach are myself and my partner, Mr. Munim Zawawi. But Livit is a company we created to basically assist with the management of the business.
Cove Beach is based at Caesars Blue Water, Dubai, but you're going to be gigging in Las Vegas this summer. What's the story? What are the details?
Story is, we partnered up with Caesars Palace here in Dubai. On the back of our performance, on the back of our footfall, we've had over 110,000 people walk through the front door in the last 6 months. Vegas kind of noticed what we were doing and asked us to be a part of what they're doing in Vegas.
For people who don't know the Cove Beach, looking at the pictures on your website, it looks like a sort of spring break type of event, big party going on at the Blue Waters here in Dubai. Is that what you're taking to Las Vegas?
No, actually, it's the complete opposite. I mean, the whole theory and mandate around Cove Beach was always to elevate the experience around the beach. So when you think about our food menu, it's all about high end. When you talk about music, it's high end. It's not a crazy experience. It's really an elevated beach experience. So what we're taking, even in Vegas, there's a gap in the market for a high-end experience. And that's what we're taking.
Well, how do you define high-end? Because, I mean, we know that there's some sort of, recession going on. But this is a downturn. People are a little bit more worried about their jobs. But people are still spending, are they, as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm sorry. I should have said it differently. But when I say high-end, I mean about the experience. Not about my brand is all about being affordable. Not taking advantage, but also giving people an amazing experience.
Well, I mean, congratulations. Moving to Las Vegas is a big thing. Is your operation here going to carry on as well simultaneously?
We'll shrink the operation in Dubai just because it's summer. So it'll go down by a third. But we will be in operation. But we've sent some of our team to Vegas right now just to ensure that we take a clear part of Dubai over there in terms of just my people, my music. Danny Neville, who's one of my big DJs, who I know works with you guys here at Aaron, is already in Vegas. So he'll be with us as a resident in Vegas.
Because it starts in just over 2 weeks' time, really. I mean, presumably you're already...
Actually, next week.
Next week, is it?
23rd.
What's the financial deal? Because you're taking over the Venus Pool and Lounge, Caesars Palace Garden of the God's Pool Oasis in Vegas. Do they pay you? Do you pay them? How do you make money on the move? What's the deal?
No, so we've done a deal. I mean, this is the first year, so we want to make sure... They want to make sure it's a de-risk deal. We want to make sure it's a de-risk deal. We all feel great about the opportunity. So what we've done is we've basically worked on an incremental revenue deal. So, you know, at the end of the day, that pool already does a significant amount of revenue a year. So we're going to come in, elevate the experience, bring in our DJs. We'll be the only pool in Vegas that has different activations every day. And whatever we end up doing in terms of incremental, we will then profit share. And this is the first year. And hopefully, if we succeed, this will become an annual thing.
What sort of expectations are you for revenue?
You know, I think it could be in the multi-million dollar kind of revenue space.
Is that the sort of revenue you'd normally see out of a venue in Vegas over the summer?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. I was talking to the guys in Vegas a couple of days ago, and the difference between a bad year and a good year in Vegas is a bad year is 95% occupancy and a good year is 106% occupancy.
It's astonishing, isn't it, really?
Let's talk about the model for beach clubs here in Dubai and globally, because Cove Beach was at the Jumeirah Beach Hotel, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then you moved. So what did you learn from the Jumeirah Beach Hotel experience? Why did you close that one? And what's different about somewhere like Caesars Palace or Blue Waters?
So Cove Beach at Jumeirah Beach Hotel was an amazing experience. It's a third of the size of the new one. We ran it for 3 years and... you know, we ended up in a position where it became a machine, which was great because it's a homegrown brand. My partner and I built it from scratch. The thing is with the construction that's happening over at Jumeirah Beach Hotel with the Marsal Arab project, it became difficult for us to feel like we could exist over there, us and Jumeirah. So we were very fortunate to have an amazing relationship with Dubai Holdings and Miras, who have been incredible partners to us. And, you know, when we looked at this landscape of Dubai, we felt that Blue Water, given that it's going to be the entertainment hub in Dubai, was exactly the right place for us.
And you talk about Blue Waters being the entertainment hub. I go there quite often. I'm a big fan. it's not always busy at the moment. I mean, it's not fully up and running yet. The hotel's up and running. A lot of the outlets are up and running, but I wouldn't say it's fully up and running yet. How does that impact you?
It doesn't impact us. I mean, at the end of the day, we've had 110,000 people there for the front door. And it's not been from hotel
guests.
That's since November last year. And it's not because of hotels. But we take a long-term approach here. I mean, we're not short-term players. So we feel like once the eye gets open sometime in 2020, once they have some of their other outlets open, we'll be a high-energy place, which is... And by the way, I got to say, the biggest thing that's been a success to us and helping us success is the access to the island, which has been incredible. You know, it's not a difficult place to get to on or off.
So... What sort of numbers? I know you gave us the overall number. What sort of numbers are you getting through the doors every weekend?
So our biggest days are Fridays with Danny Neville. We have a concept called Fresh. We get about 2,500-3,000 people there. Saturdays, we get about 1,500. So on average, I think we're pulling in about 7,000 people a week. And so the people are coming. And the beauty is it's the right demographic we're looking for. It's the right age group. It's the right customer.
With the success here, with the experience you're going to get from Las Vegas over the summer, you are half Saudi. Saudi Arabia is a potential market that is opening up. It's brand new. It's growing. And there are talks about tourism down the western coast there. Is it something you're keeping a very close eye
100%.
On?
100%. I mean, I've already been approached. Yeah. We've been approached by... players all over the world. We're being very careful with our expansion.
Talk about Saudi,
plans.
Though, just particularly, because I'm really interested
no,
in how this
I mean,
is
I'll tell
burn.
You, Saudi is my market. If the right opportunity came up at the right place with the right partner, we would jump out.
You're having discussions with Saudi at the moment, are you?
I don't want to say we've had discussions, and people have approached us, and we're like, let's wait and see how things develop.
I mean, are you getting sort of rumors that maybe even Riyadh, Jeddah, the existing cities, forget sort of the West Coast developments, because that's in the future. Are you getting sort of requests for sort of nighttime venues, if you like, in those cities?
You know, they don't position them as nighttime venues. They position them as venues. So even if they operate at night, they need to be careful about how it's positioned. So,
likely to see sort of Dubai
I mean, even if you think about all the festivals that have happened in Saudi over the last couple of months, you know, even though that these restaurants, Cipriani's and all these guys, they're operating there. But at the end of the day, what's happening is they don't promote or market what the operation looks like. They're just there. So it's going to take a little time for it to become kind of a clear, story for what's going on. But we are, if the opportunity comes up with the right people. But I will say that we are in discussions to open up a Cove Beach in Newport Beach. We're opening up and we're looking at Cabo. We're looking at Marbella. We're looking at Miami. We're looking at, this is, for me, I'll tell you, we're very excited to take a brand like Cove, which is made in Dubai, to the rest of the world.
Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us this morning. Adil Ghazawi, co-founder of Live It Hospitality Management. Good luck with your global expansion.
Thank you, sir.
Very fascinating.
Thank you so much, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.